Go ahead.
This is a meeting of the Accessibility Advisory Council. Today is Thursday, July the 29th of 2021. It is 2:04 p.m. And if all council members would please stay here and answer to the roll call. Joe Del Vecchio?
Here.
Jim Woolihan? Beth Meyer? Here. Paul Bixby?
Here.
Allison Klein?
Here.
Thank you. I am Marlita Peters, and I'm going to help facilitate your meeting today. Do we have any other staff on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording?
Barbara Bimbo. Chip Sellers.
Jim Hammers.
Justin Vogel.
And Mo Madani.
And Chris Howell.
Thank you. Any other staff? Hearing none, do we have any guests on the line that would like to be recognized for the recording? Anyone representing the properties to be discussed today?
Elizabeth Graham.
What property are you with, Ms. Graham?
5130. Yes.
Thank you.
Jennifer Palomba.
I'm sorry, Jennifer, I did not hear your last name.
Palomba, P-A-L-O-M-B-A.
Do you represent a property for discussion today?
I'm here with the Grand Cypress Redevelopment.
Thank you. Any other guests? Hearing none, council members will move ahead with approval of the agenda as posted if there are no recommended changes.
Need a motion.
Council members, we need a motion to approve the agenda.
I Paul Vickley, will approve the agenda.
Seconded by Jude Del Vecchio.
Thank you. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Next, we'll move to approve the previous minutes from Friday, May the 28th of 2021. If there are no recommended corrections or changes, we need a motion.
Joe Del Vecchio, I move that we accept the minutes as written.
I call Vixney second.
Vixney second. All those in favor, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Next, we have the Commission's action on the June 2021 waiver applications. Mr. Madani?
Yeah, this is Mo Madani. Good afternoon. As posted on the agenda, the Commission action on the June 2021 waiver applications were consistent with that of the Council at that time. So, thank you.
Thank you. First on our list to review today is Sobey Hotel waiver number 523. Mr. Sellers?
That'd be Robert Bimbo.
Thank you, Mr. Bimbo.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the upper lobby reception area and restrooms. The project type is historical preservation alteration, which is currently in plan review. The applicant is requesting a waiver for providing a vertical accessibility to the upper lobby reception area and restrooms of an 8,933 square foot historic two-story building, which was built in 1938. The current use of the building is a hotel with the owner-operated bar in the lobby and small leased restaurant space. Proposed alterations would consist of renovating the existing interior premises of the guest rooms and the bathrooms, serving the guests and public spaces. The architect states the existing restrooms are ADA compliant but are located 30 inches above the lower lobby entrance to the hotel. Furthermore, as for the architect, the applicant has considered two alternative scenarios to achieve compliance, which concluded in determining hardship. In the first scenario, the use of a chairlift riding over existing steps up to the lobby reception was considered, and it was determined that this scenario would negatively impact the egress width of the stair and deter the appearance of the street-level lounge bars to the area. In the second scenario, a ramp would be constructed to replace the four steps. This will require a switchback-type long ramp, which would again affect the uniqueness of the bar lounge and elevated reception lobby area affecting the sitting. The applicant alleges the hardships caused by the historic nature of the building. The applicant also has provided documentation sketching the historic nature of the building. Staff recommendation. Staff recommends approval of the waiver application on the basis of the historic nature of the property. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bimbo. Is there anyone representing Sobey Hostel that would like to give any further comments on the line? Hearing none, council members, back to you for discussion and or motion. Council members, do we have a motion?
I call this we move that we approve the waiver on the grounds of historic nature.
Yeah, this is Allison Klein. I'll second that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor to approve based on historic nature, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. We now move to item number 2, Elizabeth Graham, waiver number 529. Is this Mr. Sellers or Mr. Bimbo?
This is Mr. Sellers.
Thank you.
The issue is vertical accessibility to the second floor. The project type is historical preserve alteration. The project progress is under design. The applicant is requesting a waiver from providing vertical accessibility to the second floor of a two-story house constructed in 1920. Which was converted to a restaurant with 2,459 square feet. Both floors have dining tables, chairs, and bathrooms. We accommodate customers on each floor. The proposed alteration will consist of repairing an awning, restoring or replacing rafter tails, and painting the interior. The engineer stated that installing an elevator or lift in the building would compromise its structural integrity. According to the engineer, the narrow staircase and wooden truss prohibits the implementation of vertical access, and it is structurally infeasible to place a chairlift conveying system. The applicant alleges the hardship is caused by technical infeasibility due to the age and characteristics of the building. Staff recommends granting the request for waiver for vertical accessibility on the grounds of technical infeasibility.
Thank you. Ms. Graham, you're on the line. Do you have any further comments, or did that cover everything that you wished to be spoken today?
I'm here to answer any questions, but it pretty much summed it up. I mean, I'm not able to build it in the building, and I appreciate the waiver. It's structurally not sound.
Okay, thank you. Council members, do you have any clarifying questions? Hearing none, is there anyone from the public with comments or questions? Council members, back to you for discussion and or motion.
I call this the move that we grant the waiver on the grounds of technical infeasibility.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Allison Klein, I'll second it.
Thank you, Ms. Klein. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to approve based on technical infeasibility, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion granted. We now move to item number 3, 1446 Ocean Drive Association Incorporated, waiver number 486. Mr. Sellers?
This one was withdrawn.
Yeah, it's withdrawn. All right.
Okay. Then we move forward to item number 4, Grand Cypress Redevelopment, waiver number 513.
Marlita, this is Justin Vogel. I'll be presenting the staff analysis for this petition.
Thank you, Justin.
Council, This project is new construction. The project is currently in plan review. The issue is accessible parking space signage and parking requirements. Project construction cost is $67 million. This project consists of the construction of a new hotel slash transient lodging complex. These units will be designed to be similar in style to single-family residences. The applicant is requesting a waiver from a number of requirements pertaining to the marking of accessible parking spaces and has divided their request into three sub-issues. Applicant requests that, first, the signs designating the accessible space be allowed to omit the words parking by disabled permit only, be allowed to omit the penalty for illegal use of the space, and be of a color matching the style of the development while only displaying the International Symbol of Access. Second, that the festival spaces be allowed to be designated by pavers in different colors rather than by blue striping. And third, finally, that the accessible parking access aisles be allowed to be designated by different colored pavers rather than by a diagonal striping. The applicant states that the owner would experience an atypical hardship by having to conform with these requirements due to elements of the non-traditional design of their hotel complex. With respect to the applicant's first set of issues, the requirements for the penalty statement, the parking by disabled permit only verbiage, and the sign being of a color and design approved by the Department of Transportation. Those are all statutory requirements in nature, and they are found in Section 553.5041, Subsection 6 of Florida Statutes. For their second issue, the requirement that the space be striped using blue paint is also statutory nature and also found in Section 553.5041, Subsection 6. And finally, their last issue, that the access aisle be striped diagonally, is statutory in nature and found in Section 553.5041(5)(c)(1) Florida Statutes. Now, in order for the Commission to consider granting a waiver from any of the requirements found in Section 553.5041, an applicant must first demonstrate that he or she has applied for and been denied waiver or variance from all local government zoning, subdivision regulations, or other ordinances that prevent compliance therewith. That requirement is stated in Section 553.512, Subsection 1. The applicant in this case has not demonstrated that they have met this requirement, and in fact, an email that was provided from the chief planner suggests that there are no local ordinances in place that are stopping the applicant from conforming with the listed statutory requirements. Accordingly, for this petition, staff recommends denying the request for waiver from the specified accessible parking requirements since the applicant has not met the necessary requirements in Section 553.512(1) for statutes for the Commission to consider granting a waiver.
This is Beth Meyer. I don't have any questions. I would motion to support staff's recommendation.
Well, we should hear from the petitioner and any public comment before the council takes up the waiver.
Thank you. Is the petitioner on the line with any further comments or?
The only comment I have is that this is Jennifer Palumbo with Interplan, and we're working with the local jurisdiction on this, and the local jurisdiction requires none of the parking to be striped. So the only parking that will be striped are the accessible areas. And because they are single-family style, it really puts a target on them, which is why we were asking for the waiver so that we could blend them back into the community. The intent is that they're like almost driveways, and by striping them, it really makes it obvious which ones are the accessible units, which is why we've asked for the waiver. There is no local ordinance requiring the striping, and it's a mini-max code for Orange County, so they can't waive any of the state requirements, which is why they kicked us specifically to the Accessibility Council to ask for a waiver.
Thank you, Ms. Colombo. Is there anyone from the public that has any comments in reference to this issue? Hearing none, back to the council for a motion or discussion.
This is Joe DeVecchio.
Go ahead, sir.
I make an emotion that we deny the applicant the waiver to the Florida State Building Commission because it's in violation of Section 553.512 subsection 1. Thank you.
This is Beth Meyer. I 100% support that.
Thank you. So we have a motion and a second to deny. Do we have any further discussion by other council members? Hearing none. All those in favor of the motion to deny, please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Thank you. Are there any further comments from the public? Hearing none, we would like to wish Ms. Chris Howell a bon voyage. She will be leaving us and going on her retirement, and we pray that it's a very happy and blessed occasion for her. If there are no other comments or questions at this time, we will consider this meeting adjourned at 2:20 p.m. Have a good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Take care, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Thanks, everybody.